It was so much fun.
It was fun.
I felt like I was a cheerleader for kids.
They're not kids anymore.
They did a lot of music and they did a lot of running to it.
Twirling music.
Little ducks.
Little whatever.
I only called the doctor 4 times at night in all these years.
They all work hard.
It wasn't anything we didn't do.
And they're all nice.
That's pretty good.
We were up
and out. Of course, one child wanted to go out and one child didn't.
I like being a mom. I especially like being a mom when...
Cake.
Thank you.
with my mom, it made me feel safe.
I'd like to be a harbor for all my life, not just when the children were babies, but later too when they're grown up. A harbor all my life.
Especially like being a mom when my children were little. We've had lots of family calls.
Well, see, that's another
thing. And schedule conflict. Like to be a mom for young children and babies. I don't like being a mom for teenagers. I keep thinking
of other things.
I wasn't prepared for
all the problems
that teenagers bring.
And
it was better when they could control the situation. We had lots of fun together and lots of good family times with their friends.
And
everybody's going their own way with as many people in the house.
There's
a lot of conflict. Ideas that I had.
I guess I still have hope that things can improve.
It used to work no longer.
The situation of
a mom who has teenagers, which I still haven't figured out how to make it as happy
as it was when these children were younger.
Great.
And we did things together.
Most fun times that I can think of.
We played tennis together. And it sure is handy to have someone to do the fun things together when you want to.
I think of my own mother a lot at bedtime and doing cuddle snuggles with the girls, reading bedtime stories, jack-o'-lanterns on Halloween. I still remember the way my mother
used to
read Little Black Sam
Raid.
She was a valiant woman.
Loving, caring.
A teacher.
Beautiful.
Stylish.
Frumpy.
Feisty.
Quiet.
A really good cook.
Very nifty.
Really strict.
Happy.
Terrible housekeeper.
She was very meticulous and also wonderful when she wasn't mad at you.
Gives me an extra $5 just when I need it.
Hi, Ma! Here's my new girlfriend, Candy! Like your necklace? I just bought it for her. Here's your American Express card.
She's a good mom.
I used to love her when my mommy would come in and cuddle me before bed.
Makes me apple gunky.
Made me cabbage. Wash mud out of your jeans.
And pick the wrong clothes for you.
Cleans up dog shit.
Plays a lot of games with me.
The best driver. She would drive in tornadoes, hurricanes, snowstorms.
She took me to the art galleries.
Little League. Ice skating, swimming,
dancing lessons.
She kills spiders.
Used to play music to make us happy.
Read to me.
make quilts.
Made my Peter Rabbit costume and my witch costume. She was always there.
Mother worked hard.
We baked bread together.
And she was really good at making up little toys and games and cutting things out of magazines and going on hikes and field trips and stuff.
We'd go and we'd lie down on the rug. We'd just listen to her talk.
She's okay.
And now for $9.95. Yes, you too can rent a mother. One day a week, 7 days a week, every day a week. It doesn't matter for just $9.95. You too can rent a mom. Yes, are you feeling lonely? Are you feeling down? Do you need laundry? Do you need dinner? You too can rent a mom. She's pissed now. Besides being a mom, my mom is also an artist.
Moms miss being moms, I guess.
A good one. That's
no
something you can't
need it.
Just
need it. Did I really grow this old?
How did it happen, man?
Somebody else.
All of a sudden, I've got daughter-in-law.
I might even have grandchildren someday.
How'd that happen?
Oh God, it must be somebody else talking.
I know, it's getting so old.
I wish my mom were here to see it.
People in my group
that
call
old?
Me mom. It's nice. I'm sort of their mom. Because I'd take care of them.
Really wasn't fair.
They know I care. It really wasn't fair.
My mom got cheated.
She didn't live very long.
Mothers are built in to one.
The death of your mother is like
at least
the last station.
By my adulthood, she was.
On your own journey to your own death, the last station.
Mothers are built in like Russian dolls, and they're inside of you. Mothers are the real link.
It wasn't fair.
And I understand it as another passage, like birth.
We have certain things in common, and certain things that
like
tie us
together.
Cycles
of seasons, or
but. And it's
really
strange because
so
I can see parts of her in me, which you sort of want to put the other way around. You sort of want to say parts of me in her, but it doesn't really work that way. Because I got them from her. And from Dad. But some enough from Mom that it makes a difference in what goes on. I guess that's part of the bond. That's part of the tie. Are those similarities that are more than just habits. They're part of me, just as they're part of her.
Mugu Gai Pan? Dichi Bai Gai? Coochie Coochie Coo?